out there really thank the Lord for being alive today. Listen. I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. Come on, Joe, help me. I've seen miracle after miracle performed in my life. You kept having mercy on me. I didn't even deserve to be alive. When I faced dangers that I couldn't see, you kept your angels and kept around me.
Oh yes, good morning to you, my friends. Welcome aboard the Mission Gospel Train on this Saturday morning, Saturday, October the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2009. You with your gospel conductor, Pastor E.J. Tyson, got up early this morning. That's right, and came 142.7 miles from Oklahoma City to South Oklahoma City called Wichita Falls on this Saturday morning to bring you some good gospel music, preaching and teaching right here on the Mission Gospel Train. That's my testimony today. I should have been dead and gone, but the Lord have allowed me to live on one more time, bringing me safely over the dangerous highways today. And thanks be to God for you, you, and you today here on MGT. So get on up. It's a cloudy, overcast, but beyond the clouds, the sun is still shining. And thanks be to God for all of you today here on the Mission Gospel Train on News Talk 1290. Yes, thank God for some food, D. Thank God for that McDonald's and that big arch that was open as I came through Walters this morning here. Thank God for that. That's right. Thank you, Lord. I'm here to tell you for that sausage biscuit and hash brown and that big orange high C this morning here on. Thank God to bring me all the way here on the Mission Gospel Train. Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Mission Gospel Train, none other than the Williams Brothers open us up here on MGT this Saturday morning.
How many know you, baby? He will never leave you alone. Said he won't never leave you alone. Come on, baby. Woo! How many can say one thing I know?
I've been born again. One thing I know, sure been born, sure been born, sure been born. I've been born again. Lord, if you don't help me. Lord, if you don't help me. Lord, 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 if you don't help me, help me, help me. Lord, if you don't, if you don't, you don't help me. Lord, if you don't help me.
I can't stand the storm. Lord, if you don't help me. Lord, I can't stand. Lord, I can't stand. Lord, I can't stand. 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 I can't stand the storm. Look at two people and tell them, neighbor, I'm not bound. Look at two people and say, neighbor, I'm not on a traditional lockdown. I'm not in traditional bondage. I can praise God anywhere. I can worship him anywhere. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So tell somebody, I don't care what church you go to, if you're talking about Jesus, he's the friend of man. If you're talking about Jesus, oh, he's a friend.
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 Friend, 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 friend. Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
God bless you, my friends. As we share what we call the morning devotion today, let me give you a passage of scripture out of Psalms 27. Psalms 27 and 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Psalms 27 and 1, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word.
Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I didn't need love. Ready? Ah, my name.
My name.
My name, my name, my name, my name. My name is Sam.
Wherever you might be, beloveds, on this Saturday morning, why don't you join me in just a moment of prayer today? If you're traveling up and down the dangerous highways and able to pull over for just a brief moment to share with us in prayer here on MGT. With every head bowed, every eye closed, every heart praying today. Eternal God, our Father, we come to you, Lord, with bowed hands and with humble hearts. Lord, thank you for just another day's journey. Thank you for just waking us all up this morning, clothed in our right mind, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And Lord, how we love you, how we adore you, how we magnify you, how we worship you, because you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, as we come, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for another opportunity to come by way of radio today to share on the Mission Gospel Train. So we thank you for this ministry for 21 years. We thank you for the various ministries that jump aboard and share in the teaching and the preaching week in and week out. Thank you for the sponsors. Thank you for new sponsors that have come aboard this Saturday. And we pray your blessings upon individual givers, those that plant seeds in this ministry. Well, we pray that you would just continue to bless us and keep us, that those that need you in a special way, those who need you in the hospital, those that need you in convalescent homes, those that need you behind prison bars. And Lord, we pray for all those that are listening in the sound of our weak voice today. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your darling son, Jesus, that hung, bled, and died, was buried, but early that third day morning, got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And we thank you, Lord, that, Lord Jesus, that you live today. And because you live, we can face today, and we can, if it's that holy will, face tomorrow. Continue to bless this ministry today. Everything that shall go forth, the songs of Zion, the taught and preached word today, in the name of Jesus. Does somebody not know you in the pardon of their sins? Let them know that today will be a mighty good day to say yes to your will and yes to your way. And Lord, we'll forever give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory. For it's in the name of Jesus do I pray. Amen. God bless you, my friends. There's nothing like those old great hymns of the church. Oh, yes. Coming up in about 15 minutes, none other than Minister Jelaida Brooks, and got a handsome young man with her this morning. I'm going to tell you here on MGT to help her along the way. So I know she's going to introduce this handsome young man today here on MGT.
Just standing here thinking about it, looking back over my life, and Lord, you really been good to me. Hey. When I was down and out, didn't have a dime, you made a way for me so many times, and you brought me from a mighty, a mighty, 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 mighty way.
God bless you, my friends. We thank God for you. Thank God for our new sponsor here on the Mission Gospel Train, none other than Young & Company Funeral Home. And thank God for the Reverend Gerald Weatherall and all the verifying staff there at 822 Roosevelt Street right here in Wichita Falls. That telephone number is 940-766-1941. And have wonderful specials. You can get a whole complete package for $2,995. I mean, everything included. So give them a call and let them know how much you appreciate them sharing right here on the Mission Gospel Train. Oh, yeah. Let me just send this out to all of my listeners right here. About 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you're sitting there at the breakfast table, let me just send this out to you this morning. An old but a goodie this morning right here on the Mission Gospel Train. All of my help comes from the Lord. Let me send this out to know that my good friend Deacon Mims this morning, and God bless you, Deacon Mims, and Sister Mims. I know this is Saturday morning and all that good breakfast, and always is pancakes and eggs and bacon and sausage and all that good cup of coffee and juice going on at the Mims home every Saturday there in Electra, Texas. So good morning to you. We love you. I'm always glad for you to be tuned in with me here on the Mission Gospel Train. Bless you, my friends. Coming up in about another 5 minutes will be none other than my dear friend for many, many years here. None other than Minister Jelaida Brooks will be right here with us soon. And very soon, let me say God bless you and good morning to Brother and Sister Wilson this morning here on the Mission Gospel Train. And Thank God for you. This is Oldie J, none other than he'll welcome me from none other than the Prince of Gospel Music, John P. Key. And following this, you'll be in the hands of Minister Jelaida Brooks and Speak Life. Yes, he'll welcome me.
You're welcome me.